For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. To Punch Drunk Sports. Guys, it's another fun episode. We got a lot of things to talk about. Joining us from New York City, everyone's favorite Jewish Mohawk guy. I lost steam on that one. Ari Shaffir.
Yeah.
That was the worst.
For sure.
What the fuck was that? Everyone's favorite.
Dude.
Fritos.
And join us from Chi-Town. He's the Chicago Blackhawk curse. You know him. You love him. He's been on fire. Jason Tebow, everybody.
Hello,
everybody.
Team Tebow.
Joining me in studio on the wheels of steel, we got Aaron, everybody, and everybody's favorite stat boy, the local Mexican, Frank, everybody.
Yay.
So, real quick, Ari, I wanted to say something to everybody before we get into our sponsorships and dates on the gates. Real quick, I want to thank everybody. A couple months ago, we said, hey, man, everybody ask three of their friends to listen to the show. And I don't know who did it, but you guys really did it. We got a ton of downloads. We've almost jumped in like 2 months, 10,000 downloads. So, because the drunk punchers or the punch drunk army or whatever we call ourselves, you guys really did it, and I'm very thankful that you guys did. So thank you guys very much. I'm very excited about it. My goal is to get us to 30,000 downloads by the end of the year. That's my goal. 6 months from now, 30,000. I think that's great for a sports podcast.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. Yeah. We're not really a sports podcast, but yes.
Well, we talk sports. But
we are a sports podcast. We are.
You know,
in theory.
Brandon Schaub wants to come on. I think I'm going to get Kimbo Slice to call into the show.
Oh, shit.
That'd be cool.
That was a real exciting reaction.
I mean, I was thinking of how relevant it is compared to, like, getting, like, Pacquiao-Mayweather fight. I was trying to think of a comparison.
Oh, so if we can't get Pacquiao or Mayweather, they shouldn't call in if we can't get that big?
No, I'm saying, like, in terms of, like, I was trying to make a comparison. Like, that would have been cool 6 years ago kind of thing.
Six?
But, yeah. We were just talking about him yesterday, how people forgot that he actually lost a couple fights to, like, a cop.
He lost that big white guy, and then they asked that white guy to go fight in the UFC, I like Kimbo Slice, and I like his fights, and I think it's fun to watch him beat up on people.
Sure, of course.
Guys,
what an amazing UFC.
Can we get through this? Hold on. We'll get into all that. I totally want to get into that, but just real quickly, let's thank our sponsors and then getting our dates out of the gates. Real quick. Sponsorship. Okay. Big shout out to our friends at BetDSI.com. Go to BetDSI. I hope you guys made some money this weekend. It was an action-packed weekend. IFL, UFC, NBA. Use Punch Drunk and get $10 betting cash. Also, go to cavemancoffee.com. Check it out. Use Punch Drunk Sports. 10% off your coffee needs. We love them very much. AmazonLinks.com. Now, I've had a couple people hit me up, and they're like, hey, I think I can get you this sponsorship. You get us a sponsor, we'll kick you a little cash. Our numbers are going up. Yeah, finder's fee for sure. So we're totally
and
down
with
that.
And I will suck your dick.
Okay, and Tebow, if you're in Chicago, that guy will chomp your dick.
Yep.
Whether it's good or not, he will slob that knob.
I don't care if you're going to blow a load in my mouth. I don't care if you got AIDS. I don't care about nothing.
Well, we will really test Ari Shaffir's theory that a bad blowjob is still a good blowjob.
Oh, I'm not going to give you a bad blowjob. I'm going to go to town if you get us a sponsor. And I mean, even if it's a $5 a year sponsor.
Wow. Wow.
I wish you had some gay listeners who would just throw a $5.
Spend the next year of my life sucking dicks for $5.
If you just turned into the show for the first time, you must be like, wow, dick sucking.
This is good. Right,
price at all.
And real quick, dates out of gates. Let's do it. Ari Shaffir, where are the wonderful places you're going to be?
Okay, a couple things. I got June 4th, Union Hall. It's on my website, Storyteller Show. This is not having a Storyteller Show, but here's what we're doing. In L.A., every other Thursday, starting June 4th, we're doing This Is Not Happening kind of fuckery.
Oh, yeah.
So just people going to do stories in the belly room, and the crowd's going to ask questions afterwards.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I figure that's a good way to develop stories while I'm up there.
Who's going to host it?
Get different people to host it.
All right.
Simone, you know, whatever. And,
Hey, do me a favor, dude. Is it really cool if you could chop more on that food and smack your lips? Is that... Could you,
I was trying to get done with it.
Could you do a little more? A little louder? A little
oh,
more.
Shit.
What a day. What a lovely day.
That was a great movie. Is that why you got that haircut?
I mean,
Mad Max?
I mean, I saw this beforehand on some guy. I thought it looked cool as shit. And then I saw Mad Max a couple times. And then it's like, you know, get it.
That's a great movie. Okay, so we got the 4th, June 4th. You're doing Storytellers. And anything else?
New York and L.A.
Okay. Anything else?
That's pretty much it for now.
Tebow, I know you got a lot of great stuff going on. What do you got going?
June 4th, I'm going to be sucking dicks for $5 over on Michigan Boulevard and Ontario. So if you find me there, you get your dick out, I'll suck the fuck out of it. June 4th, I'm at the Up Comedy Club with Al Madrigal in Chicago. And then June 6th, I'm at the Laugh Factory doing the Nasty Show in Chicago at 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's so awesome. That's awesome.
Get some of that. Get some of that.
Nasty Show.
Hey, Frank, do you got anything going on?
Roast Battle on Tuesdays.
Roast Battle Tuesdays. Hey, guys, I'm very excited. I will be at the Calgary Yuck Yucks.
Yuck Yucks.
June, I believe, 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's that weekend. Whatever that weekend is. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, first weekend in July, in June. So please come out and support. We would love to have you come out and watch me rock. I got a new hour of power, and I think you guys will like it. I've really been cooking with gas, and I'm trying to think about where to record the new hour. And
a lot of Punch Drunk fans in Calgary.
A lot of them?
Yeah.
You know where we really kill? Do you know where we really kill? I go on our numbers. I think we
we're our top five. We're the top five markets,
dude. I think we're huge in like fucking Australia.
Yeah, we got like 15 listeners in Australia. Yeah, so that's probably our biggest area.
My dad said someone came up to him and was like, "Oh yeah, I listen to Punch Drunk because my dad was talking about it."
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, and the dude was
Australian.
Your dad
loves us, and he's like actually claims you as a child.
He was so happy.
This guy's still my kid. Hold on. Let me see if I can find these numbers.
Yeah, Australians.
Australia. I think Australia. I think Canada.
I think you know who's really killing it? Red State Teeb. Everybody's really into that motherfucker. Red State Teeb got a lot of love on the Twitter today.
Oh shit.
Oh, that guy definitely likes to let you know what's wrong with your race.
Okay. So where are we?
What
oh, top
man,
cities.
Sorry.
Dude, listen to this.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Dude, we have... Holy fuck. There's no way. According to this, we have a lot of listeners in Jakarta, Indonesia. Istanbul, Pakistan. Dude, expand the sea. Hold on. Let me do this.
What? Dude, that's a long way for me to go and gobble some delicious cocks.
You know what it is, dude? The Memorial Day weekend kind of hurt. Sacramento, Vancouver, Toronto, Oakland. We got some people out there.
San Jose,
Los Angeles. We got some people too. I thought we had something in Australia. The problem is that our this Memorial Day weekend kind of hurt our numbers. But yeah, Australia. We got some. What just happened?
My battery ran out of juice, so I had to plug it.
Okay.
But I'm back now.
Tebow, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm just beating off.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Keep naming cities. This is getting me hard.
So funny. Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Now I can't see you or Tebow. Fuck.
Why can't you see it? Oh, we'll hit the video button. Click. Oh, far left, far right.
There we go.
So Jakarta? That's cool.
Yeah, Jakarta, dude. So we should plan on a. We should totally plan on. See, dude, look. Look at that number.
Yeah, we should do a live show in Jakarta.
Yeah, I'm in.
Let's fucking do it, dude.
There's Canada, no way that could go wrong.
Canada is actually our second best market.
Dude, if even half the people in Jakarta show up, we'll only lose 40 grand. 40 grand.
So fucking funny. We kill it on iTunes. We do well on Stitchers.
How about Israel? Any listeners from Israel?
God, I hope not.
Do we get Israel? None, dude. No. Oh, my God. We get more people in Malaysia than we do Israel. Oh, Israel. No. Look how many people we get. Not a lot.
How many?
Three.
Nice.
Three Israelis.
That's all we need. Win a judo silver.
But we kill it in America.
Yeah, we do.
We kill it. Oh, and here are the cities. Here we go. We got, we got Texas. We do really well in Garland, Texas.
All right.
Really well. Brooklyn, Los Angeles does well. Chicago, we do well. Wow.
What's our top five cities? What's our top five cities?
Top five cities.
Top five cities.
Dude, you would never guess this city was number one.
Sacramento.
No, Garland, Texas.
Really?
Yeah. Shout out to Garland.
That's
Brooklyn's good. Los Angeles. Westminster, California. How far away is that? Chicago. Seattle's good. Vancouver, trying to get out there. Want to come to Vancouver. Toronto, we do well with.
We do good in the 214 in the Garland, Texas. The 972 or the 214.
Yeah, either one of those will work. Port of Spain.
And Trinidad.
Trinidad and Tobago, whatever that is. Huntington.
That's not what it is.
What else do we got?
Wichita.
Wichita.
Whatever that is.
Reno, we got some good wins. New York, that's so interesting. I thought we did well in a certain Australian room, like Brisbane or something like that.
Brisbane, yeah.
Let's click. No, we can't click Australia. But yeah, Australia's strong, dog. Australia's strong. Yeah, dude, we took a little hit because of Memorial Day. But yeah, man, 20,000 downloads a month, a week, excuse me.
That's crazy.
Hey.
That's a start, that's right?
Well, I mean, God bless Trinidad and Tobago.
Well, the thing is, like, last week, I mean, only a couple months ago, we weren't even close to that. And it's gone up. So viewers and listeners and, you know, and Ari's TV show obviously all helped, you know? So that was great. So let's get into these fights. Because you guys are just chomping at the bit.
God, chomping. Where's the bit? I'm chomping at it.
Yes. Ari, you should do one of your storytell show on Comedy Central about how much you love Punch Drunk.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think they'd go for that. I mean, I don't know much about TV and stuff. I mean, I wish you guys could see the doggy that I was drawing right now, but
really good at that.
Yeah, he's so fun.
So fucking
yeah, Ari and I were texting during the fights. He was, where were you at, a bar in New York or somewhere? You went to
a sports bar up on third and like 26th.
Yeah, I was over at doing the exact same. So Ari and I were texting during those fights.
Dude, I looked for any fan of ours or of mine to like invite me over. Anyone in Manhattan. I was like, guys, I'll come to your fucking party. Not that it's like throwing some great grace on them, but like, I'll bring a joint. Just invite me over. If you follow me, don't you want me to come to your fucking party?
Yeah, that just goes to show.
And nobody invited you over?
Yeah, but Ari's the kind of like celebrity that you want to have at an arm's length.
No, dude. You want Ari there with that new cool mohawk? Just chopping
it once in Ottawa. Once in Ottawa for the Anderson Silva and what's his name rematch? Who's
Weidman? Chris Weidman?
No, the mouth.
When he broke his leg?
Oh, Diaz?
Chael Sonnen?
Chael Sonnen,
yeah. And I was like, I got to see this. And I was like in Ottawa and I was going to be Blues Fest. And I was like, fuck. And I was like, is anybody? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, cool, I'll come over. Just give me the address.
And they're like, whoa. We didn't need you to come over. We don't need you to come. No. They let you come over?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. Drank some beers, smoked some J's, watched the fights. But, yeah. Like, nobody in Manhattan, nobody. Come on. I just sent a bunch of tweets.
When you went over to their house in Canada, how many Joe Rogan questions did you get?
It wasn't that bad. They were pretty cool about it. They mostly just talked about the fights.
Were they, like, were they all like, hey, like.
It was a little weird at first. Only one of them knew me. The other two just knew me through the one guy. So it was, like, not that bad. They were like, oh, you're a friend of us.
Eventually, you're going to get to the point where you're going to be in Canada doing that, and you're going to be in, like, a weird situation, and some dude's going to be like, hey, I'd like you to fuck my wife, eh?
Yeah, why is that a weird situation?
Yeah, or are you just going to fuck the dude's wife?
Tuesday for Tripoli.
Yeah,
you haven't seen his wife.
You want to suck dicks for five wife. Fucking...
Yeah, for the show, bro. To help the show.
Ari.
Offers up some hot wife.
When you go on the road, do you ever get people go, oh, dude, we're going to call in the slut? Did they ever say that to you?
Call in the slut?
Yeah, like when you're on the road, they always have that one friend who they know will fuck.
That happened to me in Tripoli.
Yeah, I've done that before where, like, I'm on the road. They're like, oh, we're going to call in the slut. And they call in the slut, and they basically tell her that you have to fuck this guy. And you know, I have a girlfriend, so, but, you know, I would never do anything bad about that. But, you know, it's like, it could happen.
So they call the slut and say, you have to come, and she'll be like, okay.
Yeah. It's happened. Wow. It's happened a couple times at Tebow.
Dude, stop that. When we were in Kalamazoo, this girl's, like, hanging around, and all the staff is like, anybody could fuck. Just so you guys know, that girl right there is, like, she'd fuck anybody at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Me and Tripoli are like, okay, that's good to know. Well, cut to, you know, fast forward 4 hours later, there Tripoli and I find ourselves hanging out with this lovely young lady and all of her fucking cunt friends. And we're going to some party with them or something. And she goes, oh, you guys are from L.A., maybe you guys know my boyfriend. Now, this is the sluttiest one that's saying this. She goes, you guys are from L.A., maybe you know my boyfriend. He was here last week, and we met, and now we're totally dating. And me and Tripoli are in the back seat. We just look at each other. We're like, what's his name? And she goes, Mike Faverman. Man, me and Tripoli, oh, fuck it. We laugh fucking hard at that. So then I text Faberman, hey, bro, I'm with Tripoli in Kalamazoo. We're totally hanging out with your girlfriend. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't have a girlfriend.
Do you think that chick is still alive, or how many kids do you think she has?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. Who knows?
I've been talking about this on stage about how one of my favorite things to do is to go on Facebook and look at all the fucking chicks that used to be like filth at the store, and like now they all have babies and they're all just fucking. You're like, you used to blow bang everybody. Now you're somebody's mother. It's just like
I know. I know. It's really weird. Okay. Or like all the scumbag fathers too. It's like everybody. It's like Jason Glurin. It's like, dude, you ate a hooker out right after your buddy fucked her and paid her for it.
And you're Mr. Galern. Mr. Galern, can we play over here? Why are you asking that guy?
I know.
Really safe.
Now you're like mowing yards with your socks on and taking your kids to swim class.
That is fucking hilarious. Galern's the best.
Dude, he's the best. He's the greatest guy you'll ever know.
He's like smooth jazz on acid. Right? It's like, like if you went and watched smooth jazz, but you took like mushrooms or something like that, that's Jason Galern. Like he has this nice, slow delivery, and it's just, you know, it's about to get sick and twisted. So the fights, let's get into the fights. I thought this is one of the rare cards where you were excited about, and it, but it also actually lived up to its like
sure did. I
anticipation.
So wow. Where did you watch him at, Sal's? Where were you, Sam?
I went over to my good friend Rich Slayton.
Oh, cool.
We went over there, and we watched it, and it was a lot of fun.
Wait, weren't you in a fight with that guy?
No, I've never been in a fight with Rich Slayton.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you what the meaning of never means.
Never. That means ever. Never, ever.
You never fought with Rich Slayton?
Never. I don't even know. Well, what Rich Slayton are you talking about? Like,
oh, no, might be with the back door guy from the Comedy Store?
No, you're thinking of Steve Randolph.
Steve Randolph, yes. Yes, I am.
No, I do a podcast with Steve Randolph.
But you guys were in an argument for like a week or something.
Yeah.
He does. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. He talks some shit.
Okay.
But we love each other now, but we don't. Ari, it's so funny looking at you with that mohawk because I used to have a mohawk, but I'm fat. I'm fatter than you, and you can't have a mohawk and be fat. It's like you can't be like, I want to fucking riot.
You can, but then you can have a mohawk and be fat, but then you also need like a Harley Davidson and a denim vest.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
I don't think it works with the glasses. I don't think the glasses work with the
mohawk. Yeah, it's weird. It's like you're the, it's like you're the Hell's Angels accountant.
It really is almost like a...
Oh, who did that?
Oh, who put us on hold?
Who fucking did that?
Who's fucking up?
Call on hold. Are we on hold? It's cool. I don't even
so
care.
So rude of them.
Did you watch the fights?
I was working, but I was looking at the live updates, and I bugged Rich and everyone else about it afterwards. I heard it was the craziest.
Now, listen. Oh, I'm going to wait till they get on. Did anyone Periscope it? I know that was
I think a few people were Periscoping it, but I couldn't find as much as they were.
I'm sure they just hired a bunch of people to just to fucking track it down. And if
they probably cancel it, like to close the channel or something before.
Do you Periscope at all?
Not really. I mean, the most me and my girlfriend do is like we'll just Periscope us getting stoned before we go to the movie. I thought about that. I was like, could we make money off this?
Yeah. Do you think people would pay to watch you fuck?
Not me and my girlfriend. maybe some like real comfortable like middle-aged couple. They're like, yeah, we don't want to go anything too hard. We'll just do something like easy.
Just watch some nerd Mexicans.
Yeah, just something like romantic, you know? No one would watch this fuck. I hear my roommate bang all the time, though.
Oh, really?
Jay Light's a stone-cold pussy. I'm basically married. Dude, Jay Light's a stone-cold pussy killer. I could tell you some stories, bro.
What happened to you guys?
You guys put me on hold.
No, we didn't.
That wasn't us.
We did not.
Yeah, it was weird.
We did not, and we will not.
Said I was put on a hold.
Same thing for us, too.
I got a weird message on my Skype that said your friends don't like you. I'm like,
what?
I'm like, I didn't have friends. What are you talking about, Skype?
Fucking Skype.
I know, with your lies. With your fucking lies.
Friends.
I thought it really lived up to fucking, Cerrone.
I mean, I told,
Cerrone being Cerrone, bro.
I doubt he was happy with that performance.
Why?
Because he got tagged a few times, and I think he thinks the guy, because I know him, and he gets disappointed when he doesn't fucking dominate and fucking really knock
a guy out. He broke a guy's jaw.
I know, but he got tagged a few times. There was a point in that fight where I'm like, if you look at the damage on each of their faces, Cerrone's not winning.
Well,
but you can't judge a fight by damage on
face. I'm saying Cerrone. Cerrone will judge that way.
Okay, I gotcha. I could not believe those two were in the same weight class. It literally looked like some stepdad fighting his Mexican stepson. It was just like, he was so much bigger than the other guy.
Let me ask you guys this. What was your biggest surprise of the night? Because mine, I think, was Arlovsky.
I think that was everybody. I think everybody.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know we see this lately where something just changes. And these guys who could you know, went on like kind of losing streaks or couldn't make
weight. He lost four in a row out of the UFC.
True. And he lost a couple in a row in the UFC before he got shit canned.
Yeah, right. But two of those losses were like to like legends of the game. I mean, one was
Fedor,
and I think another was Cormier. Stats.
Check it out.
Orlovsky. I got to bring up something. Somebody.
Orlovsky?
Yeah, Orlovsky. Let's give us his wins and losses.
I'll get him. Here they are.
I got him right.
You got to beat him, dude. You got to beat him.
Fedor Emelianenko, Brett Rogers, Antonio Silva, and
Silva, that's right.
Kiritanov.
Okay, so it wasn't. Yeah, so two
of
those
are.
I mean,
he got knocked out. He didn't go past the first round in three of those. One went the distance. I mean, he was kind of done.
Oh, Andrew.
Oh, guys. Okay, so fuck. Dice is calling. Dice is calling. How do we get you guys on with them?
Well, I'll try to add it. See if
you
it
can.
Works. If it puts it on hold, take his call.
We heard it last time. We did it last week.
Hold on. Let me try some.
Hold on. He's going to try something. Oh, what if we call them?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is always funny. Remember last time it was like, beep, bop, beep.
No, I want to hear from Anderson talking about the Weidman fight.
I want, you know who I'd love to have call in is Gilani Golovkin.
Who?
The boxer.
I love it. Golovkin.
Golovkin.
I bet if you gave Tripoli 100 times to say this guy's name, I bet he couldn't say it right once.
Oh, aren't you cool?
That name is a nightmare for you.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Boom. There we go. Dice, man. We're going to call Dice right now.
I'm curious about what GSP might have to say, too, about all this.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to hear what the Dice got man's got to say. Maybe George St. Pierre.
It seems like Dice, we should wait for when we're talking about something, he'd have something to talk about. I want to hear Anderson. What he has to say about his fucking...
What
he's
going to
smash you with a hammer for that.
Vitor in his weight class.
You know, I was listening to his poems from last week. Pretty good. I noticed a lot of those poems ended with you getting hit in the face with a hammer, Ari.
Yeah, he's rhyming a lot with that lately. Slammer with hammer, things like that. Shafirmer. I'm great.
I also like when Little Miss Muffet was sitting on her tuffet eating her Jew food.
We've tried to connect with them. We haven't heard, so we'll see what we can do.
Okay, but start to finish, it was fucking great, man. From Orlovsky right away. I mean, then to the Cerrone, which I knew would just be an entertaining fight, and it was.
Uh-huh.
Let's look up 187. We'll go through it, and then we'll talk about it. Okay, here we are. Let's start with anybody think anyone got anything to say about Dong Young Kim beating Josh Berkman? I thought that was going to happen. I think Josh Berkman got really lucky on his last fight. I forget who he fought. Oh, he fought Hector Lombard, and he kind of lasted long with him, and I think people were impressed by that, but... Dong Young Kim, or whatever. Dong Young Kim.
Yum.
We got it. Dong Young Kim. Yeah, I don't know why they didn't get submission of the night, but they don't really do submission of the nights anymore, right? They just go performances of the night.
I think they have performance. They might have performance of the night, and I think they may still have, like, knockout of the night or something.
No. Here's where they have. Fight of the night, Andre Lasky, Travis Brown.
Fight of the night, right?
And then performance of the night. They got Daniel Cormier and Chris Weidman. They have two performance of the nights.
So performance of the night goes to the entire fight, not a fighter?
No. Those are two different.
Cormier and who?
And Weidman.
Oh, okay. So I wonder if they give it to two different people or if this was
it. It was fight, submission, and knockout.
It's fight, submission, knockout. Yep.
And then fight
went to both fighters.
Yeah. Fight of the night goes to both fighters. Performance of the night goes to who had the best showing.
Shit, yeah. Knockout should go to both people too. I mean, one guy's getting his lights turned off. He should win a trophy or a
That'd be so funny.
Cup of
if
coffee.
You gave money to somebody who got knocked out. You got knocked out the best.
Yeah. You got your ass kicked the best.
I mean, that's what people want to see.
Yeah.
Ari, do you have any I want to hear your feelings on my theory that the reason Asians struggle in MMA is because they tend to have the shorter reach in every fight.
Plus they have faces of a catcher's mitt.
Yeah, that was my buddy's joke from way back in the day. He used to say, yeah,
their face.
Yeah, a baseball mitt that they would catch it. I just think they always come in with the shorter arm length, and that is why that's why they always get their ass handed to them.
It's possible. I like how you got sidetracked in the middle of that by looking at the computer.
Well, James sent me the lineup.
In the middle of your sentence, you got distracted.
Yes, 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 yes. Hold on. Is this coming from the guy who's trying to fucking get tickets to the governor's ball?
No, that was before the show started.
No, it wasn't before the show started because I hear it clicking. Tebow, what are you doing in the fucking wind tunnel right now?
I'm jerking off in a laundromat.
That's fair.
Oh, no, I'm standing on the porch. It finally stopped raining over here, so I'm standing outside.
John Dodson versus Zach Bukowski.
I don't know. I didn't watch any of this shit. Let's just talk on the main card.
Okay. God, ever since you got that haircut, you're really ornery.
I know. He really is. He's ready to fucking fight.
What a day. What a lovely day.
You just don't play by the rules anymore.
You got American history ecstasy over there.
American history ecstasy. Tebow sent me a picture of you and him, and I'm like, one of you looks like you cook meth, the other one looks like you smoke meth.
Sell meth.
Joseph Benavidez versus John Mayorga. I actually thought John had a chance. Joseph Benavidez is so interesting because he's kind of like Rich Franklin was back in the day, where like Rich could be everybody at that weight class except for one guy, Anderson Silva. And that seems to be Joseph Benavidez. He could be everybody but Mighty Mouse.
Oh.
Right. Yeah, that could be. Let's talk about the main events. Chris Weidman and Vitor Belfort. Back and forth.
There was about a fucking 45-second flurry with Belfort where I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
It almost looked like he got gassed.
He took some shots to the body. I was like, oh, that ass.
And a couple uppercuts, too.
He got him against the cage, when Belfort got him against cage, he was just fucking throwing haymakers on those sides. I'm like, that's gotta hurt, man. I mean, like,
because
Belfort's got that power in at least he used to have that power in his hands, where if he just gets you a little bit, he'll knock you the fuck out.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yep. Yeah, I was like, oh, man, it looks like this might be the kind of fight where we finally get to test Chris Weidman's chin. And fucking no, bro, just went to town. As soon as he got that fucking mount, I'm like, it's over.
Well, yeah, once he got the mount, it was done.
Well, this is another fight where I felt like, man, Chris Weidman is so much bigger than Belfort. I mean, like, it just looks like a grown man fighting an aged baby.
For sure. And that's a crazy thing because Vitor Belfort fought at a higher weight class before.
Yeah. I mean, and Ari, since he had the mohawk, did you start to root for your brother?
No, because he also had the cross in his head. And to me, I follow the Sam Tripoli thought on this. Once you find the Jesus, you lose the winning ways.
Yes. Yep. I totally agree with that. Wouldn't you still
even take it a step further. Jesus Christ has ruined everything in history.
That is a step further.
One thing Jesus does ruin is a great fuckable body. Will you ever see a chick that's just got tits and ass and you're like, oh my God. She's like, I love the Lord. You're like, oh God. Like Angela Johnson, you ever see her? Like, she used to be a Raiderette. You're like, you know.
Her body's still kicking though.
What?
Her body's still kicking.
Yeah, but she's like, she had a fucking ring where she said she married Jesus. Like, what goes on with that?
That's weird.
How come?
Well, you know he must be fingering the shit out of her, though.
Why would he be fingering
no one's
it?
Religious.
You know what Jesus probably does to her? Like, he puts his hand over her nipples and then sucks her nipples through that hole in his hand.
Really, dude?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I love how he actually started doing the math on that.
He's like, could that fit?
holes in the hand. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Ari,
sorry. Or he beats off with that hole, like he fucks that hole in his palm.
Like
that's got to feel good, dude.
Ari literally started doing sports science on that. He started breaking down the numbers on how.
Why is he bringing out a whiteboard?
Yeah. Once you start. It's so funny because both Weidman and Belfort are Jesus freaks. They love the Lord. And I was just waiting to hear Belfort thank Jesus for everything. It's like, hold on, Weidman. No, he didn't. I was waiting for it because why would Jesus want Weidman to win and not you? I mean, you walked in his logo on your head.
Yeah.
I always hate that argument. I think it was George Carlin that had a great joke where he was like, everybody thanks Jesus, but nobody blames them in sports. Where, like, you could be interviewing somebody after a game, and they're like, hey, man, what happened in the game today? He's like, well, everything was going great till Jesus Christ made me drop that touchdown.
So interesting.
I was pretty sure. Here's the deal with Weidman, I'm thinking now. He's just, no one respects him. No one respects him.
I don't know.
Why do you think that is?
Why do you say that? I don't think so.
I agree with Ari. I agree with Ari. And even Weidman said it at the end of the fight where he goes, this is your last opportunity to get on the bandwagon.
Why? Why? Was he going to shut it down? Is there a guest list that's full?
Yeah, what are we talking about? Yep. And I think then he's like, sorry, you can't be a fan of mine. You had your last opportunity.
It's like this. I mean, he was 9-0, which is pretty interesting.
A lot of people thought he got a title shot too early.
And then Anderson, you know, was fucking around the first fight.
Yep.
And the second fight, he fractured his leg. It just, no one really gave Weidman the respect.
We haven't seen him beat the living fuck out of somebody.
Then right
we haven't
that,
seen
Machida,
him beat in a war yet.
Machida, he went to decision. It was a great fight, but he went to decision.
And he didn't fight Machida in his prime.
Right.
He got old Machida, so a lot of people are still putting an asterisk there.
Yeah, and then it's like, all right, I mean, the Tom Lawler fight was pretty good.
And then he was injured and had to keep postponing fights, so I think that frustrated fans too.
Yeah, he fought twice in 2012, twice in 2013.
I mean, I don't think he's fought since
2014.
He fought one time in 2014, and this was his first fight in 2015.
Yeah.
So he fought one time in like 19 months.
And it's just like, I don't know, man. It's like you weren't running through people, you didn't clear out the conference. It's just like the respect wasn't quite there. I think this helped it.
I did too.
And this was a dominant performance. He got right on top of him and really, you know, crushed him. But
I think a big problem for him is that he beat Anderson Silva. And even though it's amazing, and people, Tebow, are you falling downstairs? What
Jesus
are you doing?
Christ, what is happening?
I'm inside. I'm just making more coffee. I'm sitting inside.
Try to be a little quiet about it. We're running a fucking show.
I feel like a grinder's about to turn
on. Yeah. What is this, Bliss Cafe? Listen, dude.
Here are the awards he's won. He's won Submission of the Night in 2011 for some nobody.
Best
won Knockout of the Night on Mark Munoz in 2012. He won Knockout of the Night at Anderson Silva, which is, I mean, for sure. And then he beat Anderson Silva. He got Fight of the Night from Machida. He got Performance of the Night from Vitor Belfort. I mean, it's been exciting. It's just like, I don't see people going, oh, fuck, how am I going to, I can't beat him. The way they were talking about when people face Anderson, it's like, this
what
guy,
are you doing, Tebow? Seriously.
I'm not even doing anything.
It's loud as fuck, man.
It is loud.
I have no idea what this noise is. I'm literally standing still.
No, you're not, dude.
No,
you're
way.
Not standing
no
still. I know we don't have video on you, but there's no way you're standing still.
Okay.
I really am.
Last week.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll figure this out like I figure everything out. Please.
It's like every week we get less and less and less shit that works. Somehow.
Ari, you know what I think might be his problem? Is that he beat Anderson Silva. And when people respect that, and it's like, wow, you beat. But there's also, Anderson Silva was pretty much loved. It's like, you know, when, what's-his-face beat Muhammad Ali.
Joe Frazier
beat. No.
I'm just kidding.
Larry Holmes. When Larry Holmes beat. Well,
Larry Holmes was an asshole about that, too, though. He wasn't like a nice, fucking, respectful guy.
Okay, I just think that when you beat Anderson Silva, it's like people are blown away by it, but they're also, they love Anderson Silva, and maybe might.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't think he really beat him up enough.
I think a lot of people think Anderson Silva beat himself twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So it's like they weren't fearing him. John Jones became feared. Anderson Silva became feared. But like GSP became feared.
Is it also that he's also the guys he
feared? He was just a,
The guys he's fighting. How old is Machida? Like, I mean, I think everybody.
Belfort's no spring chicken either.
Well, either is Anderson Silva. Career. The point is, like, has he beaten a bunch of like older guys that like?
Yeah, Machida's 36 now. I mean, his record is.
Yeah, but I mean, he doesn't pick these fights. He has to fight who they tell him to fight.
No, yeah, but here's Machida's
record. Okay, just here's Machida's record since 2010. 2010 and on. Loss, win, loss, win, win, loss, win, win, loss, win, loss. Like, that ain't a feared guy.
Well, it's also
that he was 16-0 until 2010.
Yeah, and he's also been fighting top three guys for the last 3 years, man, 3 or 4 years. I mean, it's not like he's fighting tomato cans. He's fighting, like, the best of the best. Machida's either...
he lost to Luke Rockhold. He lost to Chris Weidman. He lost to Phil Davis.
Yeah, Phil Davis was a weird one.
He lost to Rampage Jackson. He lost to Shogun Hua. But, like...
those are all greats and former champions.
I know, but he lost them all. Yeah. And he beat Randy Couture, which was like ancient Randy Couture.
Yeah.
Nader, good Randy Couture.
Ancient Dan Henderson. A fucking Mark Munoz. Yeah. Sassi. CB Dalloway. These aren't that win against this guy, against Machida.
That sounded like an intramural tournament at retirement home.
Yeah, I think so. I read somewhere they're trying to start a seniors league of MMA. It's like, who wants that?
A
La Vitra league?
Yeah. Who wants
I just want to hear the post-fight interviews afterwards, the fucking slurring fest.
Instead of putting mouthpiece in, they just take teeth out.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, dude.
Unbelievable.
Oh, so let's get to the championship fight. Then we'll talk some NBA, some NFL, and we'll get Ari's take on baseball. Daniel Cormier, Anthony Johnson, did it live up to the hype? Was Cormier in trouble?
Three rounds, man, that's good.
He was never in trouble. He got hit once.
I don't think he was ever in trouble. I mean, I think he felt his power, and it's one of those things where a lot of times the fighters, too, especially, like, you'll walk into it, and you'll feel their power early on in the fight, and you go, I can take what he's got.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I remember seeing Cole Miller once. He was fighting against I think not Shoney Carter. He was fighting against that
Shoney Carter,
that white-haired guy from Mark Riddle or one of those white-haired guys from The Ultimate Fighter, and he took Cole Miller down. He made a submission attempt. I made a takedown attempt. Took him down, and Miller pushed off and got right up. And then he just started laughing because he knew, like, that's the thing I feared is your takedowns. Yeah. I got up like it was nothing, which means now it's my fight.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Diaz brothers were the king of doing that. Yeah. Just, like, realize that they've got this fight in the bag, and they just start laughing, and then you're like, oh, shit.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Now I'm going to get punched.
Yeah, I'm going to get punched.
Now, do you find it weird? Will they introduce Daniel Cormier as the undisputed lightweight champion, light heavyweight champion?
They will, and it'll be a lie. Totally disputed.
Well, you know, he's going to get what he wants. As long as he can win, I think, probably the next two fights, he's going to get what he wants, which is John Jones again.
You think so?
I think he's going to have to fight two more times and win to still have the belt. But John Jones, you think Jones will have a tune-up fight or will he go straight to a title shot?
Nah. I think straight to a title fight. He's never lost. Why would he have to have a tune-up? I mean, it's up to him, I guess, really.
Well, yeah, but sometimes, like, they reinstate – let's say they reinstate him – and, but, you know, Cormier's got some title fight coming up in 3 months.
I mean, when are they going to reinstate him? What's going to happen here? Well, he's got to face legal action, right? But what if they go, okay, you know what? We've pleaded it down to fucking community service.
Yeah, it's going to be something like that because he's a rich guy. He's got bazillion lawyers.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm ready to fight right now.
It's a traffic accident where he had pot. I don't know what they can really, you know, a hit and run that they can get him for fleeing.
He's going to pay them money and she's going to not testify. And that's exactly what's going to happen.
I mean,
and then he's going to get some sort of suspended license for a year and, you know, all kinds of bullshit. And then the UFC is going to go, okay, cool. You're gonna. They're probably gonna piss test the fuck out of him, I would think.
27.
He's still young, man.
I mean, he could fight tomorrow if they wanted him to.
I mean, dude, as long as he doesn't go to jail, he's going to fight.
If he does go to jail, I think he's going to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he goes, well, I mean, yeah, he's going to be fighting in jail.
And that, too, yeah. I mean, I don't know who'd want to fucking take a shot at that guy in jail. What if John Jones is just like, he's your cellmate, and he's like, dude, I want your mouth and I want your butthole right now.
Well, here's my question.
You can't do anything about it. You just got to give up the snacks.
No, well, here's my... you don't have to do that. At all.
What if John Jones, after feeling like the UFC turned his back on him, but he's like, I wasn't even convicted of anything. They stripped me and they fucking threw me out of the league.
Uh-huh.
What's to stop John Jones from going to another division right now, another organization?
Because like, he's still under contract.
Is he? They fucking stripped him and said you're not a part of the thing
they
anymore.
They stripped him, but they suspended him. They didn't get rid. They didn't boot him.
Okay. Well, that's what will stop him, I guess.
Who would you like to see Cormier fight next? Ryan Bader? Did you see that?
I think Luke Rockhold.
Rockhold, Bader.
Hold on. They're two totally. Rockhold fights at 185, and they train together.
I was thinking about what's...
Oh.
Sorry.
Bader, or who's the other... Who's the fucking... who's that other guy that's... Yeah, right.
He just lost two. That's who? A problem. He just lost as well.
I mean, I think Bader... I mean, Bader's like a four-fight win streak, isn't he?
Maybe Bader.
What's Bader's win streak right now, Sam? Or Frank.
I'm looking it up. Light heavyweight ranking right now.
If John Jones came back, do you think he would just fight Cormier right away? Or they?
That's what we talk about. It depends when. I mean, how long? If it's 2 years from now, then probably not. But it's up to him, I guess. I think it'd be up to Jones. Once they reinstate him, it'd be like, which fight do you want?
When? How long till he comes back?
Okay.
He hasn't been suspended.
Here is the rankings of the light heavyweight division, according to the UFC.
As of what date?
As of today.
Okay.
A champion, Daniel Cormier. Number one, challenger, Anthony Johnson. Number two, Alexander Gustafsson,
Wait. Number one, Anthony Johnson?
Yeah.
He just lost.
Yeah.
How has he moved down one spot? Here's my problem. I find...
How far do you think he should fall?
More than one suspect when the UFC is ranking their own fighters.
I think it should come from outside. All right. I'm just going to give names. You tell me who should be ranked above Anthony Johnson. Okay. Alexander Gustafsson, Ryan Bader, Rashid Evans, Glover Teixeira, Oliver St. Prick, OSP.
St. Pro, yeah. OSP. I don't think he's in the UFC.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He's on the list.
I mean, then you got Mauricio Shogun Rua. He's at 8. I mean, the rest of 10 is Rampage Jackson. There's nobody really for him to fight.
Yeah, Glover Teixeira, maybe. No, dude,
it's going to be Alexander Gustafsson. I mean, that's it.
I would put Gustafsson and Bader ahead of him, considering he just lost the
title
shot.
Yeah, but Anthony Johnson just beat Gustafsson.
Gustafsson. Yeah, Anthony Johnson did just beat him, so it's like, why is he?
Yeah.
Why is?
Yeah, it's tough.
You think they're running out of people?
He's probably more inclined to get a title shot before, because to me, it's like, whose rankings are predicated upon them getting a title shot, and it's like, you just lost a title shot.
I would go Bader.
Be the number one contender. I would go Bader for sure. Bader is the one I'd like to see him fight then. And that'd be a good matchup.
I'd like to see Bader, dude. Because they hate each other.
Bader and him hate each other? Bader and who?
Bader and Cormier.
Oh, yeah. That was the fight that just happened.
Yes.
Did you see that?
You see the dust up?
They said Gus is in third. Yeah, he just lost. Fuck. There's like no... yeah, maybe Bader.
I say Bader.
I mean, it's like one of those...
He beat Phil Davis, Ovince St. Preux, that other guy who's like a top-level guy. Mm-hmm. and then two nobodies, and then Glover Teixeira. But he lost to Glover Teixeira, so it's like, ooh. But he has four wins in a row. Yeah. And then Glover Teixeira, he lost. He has two losses in a row. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's tough. I mean, but it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know how much the rankings in, you know, 1 through 10 really have weight, because everyone's going to fight everybody. No one's going to run the tables on everybody.
Right. Not in MMA.
You know, so somebody's like, oh, he beat him, but he beat him, so he should be three. That, you know, you can make an argument every which way.
I mean, I know, but
really, to me, it's like you get into that top five.
Yeah.
And you don't lose until you get your title shot.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like you get into your top five, and then you win anywhere from 1 to 3 fights while you're in the top five, and then you get your title shot.
It's a cleared out conference right now. So it's like everyone has a case to not fight.
You know? Heavyweight's even crazier. I saw a thing the other day, the average age of the heavyweight division, I think, is 37 or 38.
Yeah. So I wanted to have somebody call in right now. He's a friend of the show, and they got a big event coming up called the U of MMA. He wanted to call in and talk, and I watched the UFC with him this weekend, so we'll get his take on it. Let's see if he answers. But yeah, dude, it's really weird when you look at these rankings. You're like, wow, like that light heavyweight division is weird, and the middleweight division is weird too.
Well, and you take away. Not only the what most people would recognize as the champ out of that division, you take away the most electrifying fighter in the entire sport out of that division. That whole division hurts for that.
Yeah. Do you guys see Paige VanZant?
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
Is she hot?
And they're already like, is she going to do more? It's so fucking funny how it's like, it's already just like, you just tell they're pushing her. She's got one fight in the UFC, and
she has what it takes to beat Ronda Rousey. It's like it's one fight, and she's pretty. What, we've done this in tennis, in car racing, and now in the UFC.
Yeah, I mean, we tried. I don't know. I'm gonna have to figure out this calling system on this thing. I'm gonna have to spend a day with the Skype guy on this Skype call. And please, if I know you guys care about the show, don't tweet El Magical because he fucking goes nuts. So just chill.
I know. The minute I saw that tweet, I was like, uh-oh.
What happened? Fucking deal with
what
this.
What happened?
So we'll figure it out.
What do you
think? We'll figure it out. What? He's like, yeah, I'm getting called out on Twitter. I set you guys all up. I'm like, dude, it's a tweet. Let's just chill, man. We'll figure it out. If I got to go Google Maps, if I got to go Google fucking Hangout, I'll do that. You know, fuck it. Two tears in the bucket. You know what's so funny about UFC 189? Nobody's even talking about the fucking great fight besides the Aldo fight that's on that fucking card, which is...
What's the other good fight on there? Because I'm
Canada versus America.
Aldo McGregor, I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, I think it's going to be... hold on. It's...
Lawler McGregor.
It's such a great fight, you can't even remember who it is?
Shut up! Seriously, it's Robbie Lawler versus Rory McDonald.
That's a double.
That's
a double card, right? Also, the Aldo fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Corey McGregor.
Thank you.
That's a great one. This might be the best 1-2-3 I've ever seen in terms of like you got five title fights in three cards.
Holy shit!
Well, yeah, but they've also spent a lot of time giving us fucking pay per views without even a single title fight on it. And you're like, what the fuck are you doing with this shit?
Well, dude, they've had their fucking lunch handed to them in terms of the lack of quality, and like they don't sell pay per views. Do you think Ronda Rousey will do $2 million if she fights Cyborg?
If they put something else with it, I mean, I don't think that's enough to get people to just get that card. But if it's Rousey and Cyborg, and then. You know,
I'd be interested only because I've been hating on Rousey for so long because she's had no competition that I'm like, finally, some competition. I will watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll watch it, but would that solely make you go and buy that pay-per-view if you were just a fringe fan? Not a diehard fan like us. You know, maybe you throw in like an Aldo McGregor rematch and then Rousey and Cyborg are on the same thing. Now you got yourself a fucking $60 worth spending.
Yeah.
It's
fucking retarded.
I don't think I'd really, you know, care. I'm just as happy looking at Bleacher Report the next day to see that Ronda Rousey armbarred Cyborg in 45 seconds. And
I don't think that's happening. I'm being honest with you, dude. I don't think that's fucking happening.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I don't think she's going to armbar Cyborg. I just think Cyborg's got Popeye arms, and I think it's going to be a way fucking bigger thing than that. I think it's going to be an interesting fight. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens when and I think Ronda Rousey, this is the right time to fight Cyborg. 2 years ago, wasn't. Now is.
Yeah.
She's a much more rounded fighter.
Yeah, I think it's like, stop running now. You're supposed to be the champion. Time to stop running.
And just stop calling out everybody but the one person everybody wants you to see. And, you know, I get a lot of shit on Twitter.
Floyd Mayweather, because you can never fight Floyd Mayweather. Quit calling him out and call out the person everybody wants to see you fight.
Yeah.
I get so much shit on Twitter about me just basically calling out Ronda. And I like Ronda Rousey. I think she's exciting, but to call her the number one, like, most dominant person, athlete, in the world, when you won't fight the one guy, person, that
I know.
Everybody wants to see. No, you gotta fight Cyborg.
Yeah.
It's got
period.
To. You just got to. You just got to.
And everybody else, nobody really gives a fuck about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. It's the only other fucking person we know. All these other names where she winds up fighting, I'm just like, I don't even know who this person is. Why are you trying to hype this up? I'm a fan of the sport, and I don't even know who some of these tomato cans they throw, as Tripoli says, that they just throw at Rousey.
Yeah, it's so obvious what's going on. They're protecting that brand. They get so much heat and attention and coverage from Ronda fights because marketers only give a shit about women because women buy 70% of fucking all purchases, and that's the only reason they give a fucking shit, and it's just the truth. And, like, so anything she does, they throw up there so people go. And I don't have anything against Ronda Rousey. She's fucking dominated her thing. But there's a fight out there that everybody wants to see. Make it happen. It's the fight game. And the problem is that the UFC's made it so if you have a loss, you're not relevant anymore. And that's not true, man. Muhammad Ali had tons of losses. You know, it's like, nobody cares if you lose as long as you come to fight all the time.
Yeah, but now the days they're going, like, they're showing these 36-0 undefeated records, so that it's like, once that's gone, it's like, doesn't really mean as much.
Yep. Everybody wants the fucking undefeated, you know, it's like, it does start to become not so much about the sport as it becomes about this inflated record, which, like, you know, if you're undefeated and you've just been beating the living fuck out of everybody, that's impressive. But if you're undefeated and you're just protecting your fucking... I mean, I think Mayweather has ducked a lot of people a lot of times. And I know for a fact he doesn't want to fight Golovkin.
Yeah, nobody...
And I don't think he wants to fight Canelo Alvarez again.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Is he in trouble with him?
Okay, so I'm reading this thing from... I got some from Skype. Hey, Sam, I thought we solved these Skype issues with these instructions. Step one.
Do you want to read them?
Yeah. Step one, call someone. Okay?
Okay.
Step two, go to conversations in the upper toolbar and click add on people, your person to add into the call.
Yeah, we did that.
Okay.
Right.
I wrote to our contacts and asked if we had any suggestion to optimize this. If you have any questions, okay. I will contact this guy at Skype tomorrow.
I think Tebow's got at least one time update. Try to, like, do the update on his Skype.
Yeah, I think you do. I think, big news. Brandon Schaub is going to be on the show next Tuesday.
Yay!
Brandon Schaub, the fighter and the kid, one of the most popular sports podcasts out there, and a huge MMA guy. We'll talk
about... Let me just, right off the bat, make sure that the listeners know that it's Brandon Schaub.
What did I say?
What did you think you said?
I said Brandon Schaub.
It's a Brandon.
That's...
Okay. NBA playoffs. Exciting, not exciting. Your take, Ari Shaffir.
Wait, hold on. Let me just say this.
That NBA playoffs. No, go on.
The idea that Cormier goes at the end of it, which I kind of like, because I did not want him to be a champion after he just lost to the champion. I thought it was kind of cheap. But the way he goes, I'm waiting for you.
I thought, get your shit together.
Yeah, I thought I would have liked it if he'd gone, let's be honest, this ain't the UFC belt. This doesn't mean anything. This is empty. But guess what? It just gave me another shot at you, motherfucker. So now you have to fight me again.
Uh-huh.
You know? But it's like, yeah, you didn't really win the belt. You took over from some guy who didn't have it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, Dana White put it the best. To be the man, you got to beat the man. But the man's got some problems right now. So it is what it is, dude. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm 607 for life. It is what it is.
I think they should have interimed it, but whatever. They've interimed it before.
I just think that this is a situation where there's been – John Jones has had so many fucking fuck-ups that they're just like, screw it, dude. We're going to strip you. We got to do something to show you. And the fact that he was one of the few fighters that actually got signed by Reebok for a personal deal, that they're probably really pissed. Which is a hilarious thing because your girl, Paige Van Zandt, she signed something too before she even had a fight. Her, Conor McGregor, fucking John Jones, and Ronda Rousey all signed. And John Hendricks, I think, has.
Why would Reebok pay them if they're already going to have to wear their shit?
Because they had to make exclusive deals. I don't know, man.
I mean, yeah, I think they got like shoe commercial, like TV commercials with them specifically like and shit like that.
Yeah, right.
Probably like doing appearances and all that kind of shit.
Garbage, yeah.
Pay them to show up to places and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into the NBA.
NBA playoffs, hot or not? Ari Shaffir, what's your take?
I mean, the fact that Houston is going down so hard must make you guys just fucking angry.
You know what I laugh at is the fucking NBA. Because the NBA decided they wanted to be a super smart ass and send fucking, let the Houston Rockets game two take 64 foul shots to try to extend that fucking series. And it came back and bit them in the ass. And now Houston kind of came back and they won
game one. Why did it bite them in the ass? Why did it bite them in the ass?
Because right now, because this series is so bad.
Right.
I mean, like
both of them are.
I mean, no, but honestly, Houston was close in that one game, and that was close.
Well, you know, the big problem is they needed Houston to win last night because right now, if they would have gotten swept out, there would be a 9-day break between the last game and the NBA Finals, and it's just like, especially if Cleveland, if they clinch tonight. The NBA's got to be like, what the fuck? They were actually.
Yeah, I looked at that schedule. It's like, I don't know why they don't just, do it like kind of the. Well, it's like we're ready to play games. Let's play games. Why do I have to wait 9 games? 9 days.
They're freaking out. Adam Silver tried to see if he could move the games up 2 days, but it's impossible. It's impossible. Yeah. Those dates are set. With the arenas and with the team and with the networks, there's no way they're gonna be able to move them up 2 days.
Yeah, but they could, but no, you're right. It's hard now,
dude. LeBron James.
They're not set up with the arenas. The arenas haven't even fucking. They might not even be games in Houston. So what do you mean?
No, but they block out. They block out.
Oh right.
Dates.
Right.
So that they can play the. So in case they do have to play the games, the arenas are available.
Right.
Couple things. One is like that fall by Steph Curry last night. Scary, bro. Scary.
Shit.
Scary. Yeah. I don't like that fall. But what I will tell you is, and I was talking to Chad Zumach about this the other day, apparently Steph Curry is like the Wayne Gretzky of the NBA, where nobody hits this guy. Like when Wayne Gretzky was in the NHL, there was a golden rule, which nobody talked about, and that was you don't fucking fight or hit Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
You don't hurt him, you don't hit him, he's too important to the game. You know, and I think...
Well, that's how the Jordan rules were, too.
No, Jordan's rules were you three guys covering him, and they just tried to shut him down. But
you didn't really hit Jordan hard. Nobody really hit him hard. I mean, he got foul calls, you know, but, like, they didn't hit him hard. You need to throw somebody to the ground. Shaq, they hit hard.
Yeah, Shaq, yep. Blake Griffin, Dwight Howard, yeah. They hammer on these guys.
Yeah, for sure.
The biggest thing is I mean, I don't want Steph Curry to fall like that. I would never want anyone to get injured, but... Hey,
what the fuck is that?
What is that?
I'm sorry, I'm missing out my pipe.
You
my fault.
Fucking
That's
God.
What that was?
Yeah, my
I made coffee. You guys act like I'm fucking World War III over here. This guy's hammering a fucking pot pie together.
I'm taking the blame for it. I'm saying my fault.
He's owning up to it. He's not saying he's just sitting there, standing there. He's owning up to it.
I was just standing there.
Just sitting there. Come on. Who? Why are you still trying to sell that story, bro?
Yeah, stop trying to sell that story. but I'm always like, let Steph Curry... Like,
let him hit the floor.
Let him, dude. You don't have to. I'm not saying cheap shot him or be dirty. Just let him know the lane is a bad neighborhood, and if you come down this neighborhood, you're gonna get mugged.
Yep.
That's what's gotta be, dude. That's what's got. I'm really amazed because my opinion is if you cut the head off the snake, Steph Curry, that Golden State's gonna fucking crumble, and that's my opinion.
I don't know. Thompson hit the same amount of threes as he did last game.
Yeah, Klay Thompson's good, but he's still. Yeah, but Steph Curry was out for like 15 minutes with a concussion. Yeah. But yeah, and okay, they looked at who won the game.
Yeah.
If you take Steph Curry out, hey Ari, thank you for leaving. Ari, it's so loud.
He's getting some weed.
It's so loud.
Oh, you picked up? That's cool.
What is this? Fucking Animal Planet? Why is there so much wild noise all over this fucking podcast?
I'm in my backyard.
Is that an alley?
I'm on the rooftop.
Okay, good.
Did you guys see my backyard? Check out this new fucking apartment.
All right, let's see.
Is this the new apartment?
Yeah.
Is that your backyard or is that the apartment's backyard?
Just me.
Whoa.
Wow, that's sweet. I wish I could see it, but it sounds nice.
That's uh-huh. Television money right there.
No, same price as last year.
Whoa. Ari Shaffir, winning.
How's that?
Yeah, it's a little dingier, but it's the backyard. It's so nice.
It's nice, dude. And you can smoke weed out there and nobody says anything?
We're going to try it right now. There's a family right over there, so they might have a problem with it.
Blow it at the family. Blow it at the family and let them know. Hey, buddy.
Hey, family.
If you weren't dumb enough to come inside of that pig, you could be smoking pot in the afternoon, too.
Jesus. Red State Jeez. Team is just so angry. That laugh is Red State Team.
That's classic.
Yeah, blow it at him and be like, hey, fuckface, if you didn't come inside that fucking pig on a spigot.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Jesus, Red State Team.
Red State Team is just so angry at the world.
Yeah, he sure is.
Sam, what are you playing?
What do you mean?
What are you looking up?
I'm looking up just stats on these fucking NBA games.
Shit! Frank, look at that. Is that his Twitter or is it his Facebook?
No. He's looking up the stats, trying to get the box score for the last Hawks and Cavaliers game.
Thank you.
This fucking ESPN sucks now. You go and immediately you can't find box score. It only opens up the fucking game cast.
Everybody hates it.
You got to go through like five links. NBA's a little bit better, but ugh.
Ari, let's talk about your ass.
You can't see the score. You can't see the box score. You got to go to the game cast.
Dude, let's talk LeBron James. Where do you have him in your... In your hierarchy of players, high up, low,
just small forwards, or all around NBA players?
All around NBA players.
Right now,
of all time.
Hard to not throw him in the top 10, a lower top 10 for me.
I would for sure put him in top 10.
I would put him in top 10.
All these lists always end up being homers towards the present. You know,
is this his fifth Finals in a row or some shit?
No.
Yeah. Is it? If he goes, it'll be his fifth final in a row.
I mean, that's impressive on its own, and that's not even with all the same team.
No.
Yeah. I mean, though,
it's hard to not think that if you put LeBron James on any team, not only are they a playoff contender, but they have a good shot at making it deep in the playoffs, if not the finals. Just with him on your roster alone, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Let me look up and see if you can find a list of top 10 players of all time. I'm going to tell you my top players, and you tell me if you think he's in there. Magic Johnson. I think the best player of all time, it's a tie.
What game are we playing? Are we playing, you're naming a player and we're saying top 10 or not?
I'm going to say if you put him in your top 10.
I put Magic Johnson in there.
Absolutely.
Don't forget about
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, I put him in there.
I have him as 1B.
No, revolutionized the game. Without Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, there's no offensive goaltending.
Yeah, I have him as 1B. 1A is Michael Jordan. 1B is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Jordan, Kareem, Magic, yes.
Magic. Those three, for sure.
Yep.
Cliff Robinson.
No.
But he has a wristband.
Okay, okay. Top wristband guy. Tim Duncan.
I think he's getting up there.
Tim Duncan, yeah. Larry Bird, yeah.
Okay, so Tim Duncan, yeah. Larry. So how many is that? Five?
Isaiah.
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Oh,
yeah.
Here we go. This is great.
This is in 2011, though. Never
no, it's fine. Will,
Will Chamberlain.
I can work with that.
Will Chamberlain has to be on there.
Yes, Will Chamberlain. Two.
What about the name nobody wants to say?
Bill Russell.
No, no.
What about Shaquille, then? I'd say Shaquille,
number four.
Yeah.
I would put Shaquille in there. I would put Shaquille O'Neal in the top 10.
I put Shaquille in there before I put the name no one wants to say in. Yeah.
I would on this list. Name? This is 2011. This is 4 years ago. On this list. This is their top one in no order, in their order. But I don't think it should be ordered. Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, Shaquille O'Neal, Oscar Robinson, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Tim Duncan, Larry Bird, Kobe Bryant.
What about Bill Russell?
Bill Russell,
he's in there.
He had three.
Number three.
I think you either take out Larry Bird or Kobe Bryant in that, and you put LeBron James in this top 10.
I would put LeBron James in there before Kobe.
I mean, yeah, the Miami wins were a little suspect because they just put together a super team, but he took Cleveland to the finals.
Yeah, and this will be the second time.
And he's about to do it again.
Without Kevin Love.
We were talking last night about how, like, LeBron James, this will be his, if he goes, which it looks like, will be his sixth trip to the NBA Finals. Out of those six trips,
yeah,
only maybe twice did he go into the finals with the better team.
No, all the Miami teams.
No, no, no.
Yes.
The first 2 years, maybe the three, you could go for third. But the last year where they got housed by San Antonio, no, they didn't have the better team.
They were still the favorites.
No, they weren't, dude.
No, they weren't.
San Antonio was.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. Why did San Antonio still become the favorites?
What? Because they were playing team basketball. And whereas as Miami was going in.
That's just how they won, but that's not why they were the favorites.
Yeah, because Dwayne Wade came in limping.
Oh, he was injured.
Can we do?
No, he just has a big dick.
Can we do? Top five cheerleading squads in the NBA? Does anybody beat Miami?
I don't really know, Sam. I don't really watch that part of the game.
Why?
I
mean, why don't you?
I watch porn for that.
Do you?
Yeah.
You watch cheerleader porn?
You watch cheerleader porn?
My modem's fast enough.
I say the Laker girls used to be hot. They're not hot anymore.
No, they're not hot anymore.
They're not. I don't know what they did. They started to fucking look pretty hot.
Ooh, San Antonio Spurs.
This has, man. Wow, you guys got to check this out.
What is it?
HoopsVibe.com lists the top 10 cheerleading squad. Number 10, San Antonio Spurs. Number 8, Golden State Warriors.
I bet Dallas is in there too, because Texas has hot girls.
Number 7, New York.
I bet Miami's up there.
Number 8, Boston Celtics. I gotta disagree with that.
Who was 7? Who was 7?
7 was the New York Knicks.
Ugh.
Number 5 is the Bulls.
All the Knicks cheerleaders have day jobs as like bodega shop clerks.
Houston Rockets.
I can see that.
Atlanta Hawks. LA Lakers, number 2. Miami Heat is number 1.
Yeah, I disagree with the Lakers, dude.
Who's making these lists? It's not scientific at all. It's just some guy saying, I think these are hot teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
This girl's bonerific.
Just because this guy's got a fucking beef or whatever. Hey, Sam, I thought of 2 new porn titles. You could tell all your porn people that you work with the Naughty Show, so okay, we can make some money. Two Black, Two Curious.
Not bad.
Two Black,
Not
by
bad,
Curious.
Which is a sequel to The Black and the Curious, of course.
Yeah, Sam.
And what about, this is a gay one,
The Hurt Locker Room.
That's fucking great.
Ah, fun times. Fun times.
I mean, the Hurt Locker Room was like what American Sniper was trying to be.
Uh-huh. Well, the Hurt Locker Room is not.
That was the problem. They said that, the movie had already been done. It was called The Hurt Locker.
Oh, and that was so great.
How funny is it that they came out that the whole Zero Dark 30 story is bullshit?
No way, really?
Yeah. That, like, it wasn't a fucking shootout. And it was like really easy. Some guy from Pakistan. It was, like, so crazy. Like, it was just,
they're saying Pakistan knew about it and kind of ratted it out.
Yeah, and that some guy ratted it out, and that some guy got 20 mils, told him where it was, and that it was just really walking. It was really easy.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a great story to spin to America. It's like, what happened? Yeah, what was paid a dude?
Have you guys ever watched The Last Ship on TNT?
No.
No, is it good?
Because Martin Harris.
Well, it's very fucking. It's like, it's so funny.
What is it?
It's the story that a plague has basically fucking taken over the world. And there's.
Hit the earth.
And people are dying. And this ship is, you know, man's last hope.
Because they don't have anybody on there that's gotten it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And they have the scientists. It's so funny because. It's
like, the Russians are trying to kill the ship because they're like, we want your scientific information.
Yes, yes, yes. And the thing so funny is that, like, there's AMC dramas, which tend to be more realistic. And then there's, like, TNT dramas, which are just evening soap operas.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the scientist is, like, this Victoria's Secret model with a duckbill face. Like, ladies, for the five chicks who listen to this show, stop with the lip surgery. It doesn't look sexy. Because
no shit.
Because it's have you noticed it's never the lip? It's right behind the lip.
Yeah, it's always up top.
And it never looks like sexy.
It looks like a slide.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
Man's last hope is this fucking goddamn Victoria's Secret model with a bad lip job trying to save fucking America. But the reason I bring it up is because this is so obviously military propaganda. If you watch this show, it's so obvious. Like, look at the Navy. It's cool. Chicks are hot. Join up. It's so obvious that this is.
Dude, if the military lets anybody use their ships in any way to shoot stuff, they're like, cool. Give us a once over on the script.
Yeah, 100%.
And then they'll let you use our stuff. So if you want to save fucking $7 million for shooting this, just to use the Army's ship instead of your own, just let them change the script a little bit. Well, it turns out it's only TV anyway, so we didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
About the art.
Yeah, exactly. It's just basically stupid. It's just propaganda. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, it's not sought out to be propaganda, so it looks a little different than regular propaganda. But it becomes propaganda.
It's subtle propaganda.
It's subtle.
Which is what propaganda.
The name of a great podcast.
Subtle
propaganda.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Please welcome to the. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in to Subtle Propaganda. We try to convince you to do stupid shit.
Really? Shit.
It's funny. It's fucking weird. So, what else is going on? What do you guys
do? We should start getting subliminal advertisers and see if that helps our fucking money.
Oh, yeah.
While we're thinking outside of the box.
That's funny, dude.
You know what I mean? It's like we could just be sitting around talking about pussy, drink Pepsi, and every other thing that we wanted to talk about, drink Pepsi, we'll just keep bringing shit up.
Is it a good old
fashioned
blunt?
Like the UFC or drink Pepsi or whatever the fuck. I don't know. Drink Pepsi.
Thirsty. What are you talking about?
What's that?
I said I'm thirsty, but the UFC was good. You make a lot of good points.
I know, dude. I had a good time. Hanging out with friends. I love hanging out in Chicago, drink Pepsi. Everything's good.
Yeah, friends are really good. God, I'm thirsty. That's really good, though.
You know what would be really satisfying for you to drink?
What?
Like a Pepsi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
That is weird, dude. Yeah.
So, NFL. So, Chicago signs this McDonald.
Hilarious.
Gone.
Signs this McDonald, and he goes and beats up his baby's mama.
Oh.
After he already got in trouble. What did he get in trouble for in San Francisco?
While she's holding her kid, he gets in trouble. She's holding her kid when he, I don't know what he allegedly did, taught her a lesson, ultimately. While he taught her a lesson. But she was holding her kid when, he has a couple different things going on. One, he had a domestic violence against her already on file.
I didn't see it.
Oh, really?
I was looking at some weird porn, and oh, it's still there, too. So weird. I was looking at some weird shit, and Fat Boy almost saw it. Where did all this shit come from?
Your downloads?
Yeah. He's looking at him like, dude, what are you doing? And why is this taking so long to do?
He's like going into the bathroom to beat off right now.
Yeah. I mean, I look at weird shit, so I mean, I'll be the first one to admit it. I'm a weird guy with a bad
Tripoli's favorite website, chicks with mustaches and adamsapples.com. Chicks that look like Tom Selleck. Tripoli just jerks off to chicks that look like Tom Selleck.
So fucking funny, dude. Let me see if I can find out what exactly this fucking scumbag did.
Well, dude, so he had a domestic violence case against her that's pending, and apparently the charges are getting dropped. He had a
Hold on, against her? What do you mean? Like,
violence charges are women against men.
Yes.
That's half of all domestic violence cases. The feminists don't want you to really know that, but that's half.
Oh, dude, yeah. I've been swung on by women more than I've been swung on by men.
Of course.
Yeah, the feminists don't care about that. They don't care if somebody tries to hit you over the head with a pot because they're not, they're only as strong as a fucking 18-year-old man.
See, and I'm not even, like, violence against women and all that. Like, I'm beyond that. Like, I don't need to prove that I'm fucking manly by beating up a woman or something. I'm fucking beating up babies now. I'm moving right to babies. And I'm not talking about children. I'm talking about babies.
Straight babe.
You want to fucking be a real scumbag? You just walk up to a baby and just punch right into a fucking crib. You punch right into a fucking carriage.
Well, that's,
Yeah, like you walk up to a mother pushing her baby across the street and you just hammer fist right into a fucking carriage.
Dude, I got to be honest with you. I do not like Red State Team this week.
Respect.
Oh, no,
what
happened? Red State Team.
Dude, if you do that, they don't even know what your next move is. You're a wild card now.
What is his, what if it...
Oh,
dude, I saw
hit
a guy last night getting hit on a bike, got hit by a van.
And die?
No, but he got fucked up.
Dude, I saw a guy.
I heard a screech, and I saw him fly. I was the first one off my bike. I went over to him. I was like, don't move, don't move. And I called 911.
Wow, I hope he's okay.
No, he was like, what is I'm like, tell my guy, man, just don't move, don't move.
Do you think he lived?
His shoe was fucking 15 feet away.
Oh, do you think he lived?
I don't know. But then, like, the ambulance finally came, and then I went and put my bike, because I just jumped off my bike on the middle of the path.
Oh, to save people?
It was just like, fucked. More cars were coming at him. You know, he got knocked into the middle of the, what's it called? But
street,
then,
street?
My bike away. Yeah, intersection. But then I put my bike away. I came back. I was standing there, and the EMT guy was like, can I help you? I was like, oh, no, I called you guys. I was standing here. He goes, do you need anything, man? I was like, no.
Yeah, do you think it has anything to do with your haircut?
Oh, maybe.
Dude, you don't think people are creeped out?
That's so funny.
I know.
Shirt off now. I took my shirt off yesterday. I'm like, ooh.
Oh, that definitely has something to do with it. That haircut and that fucking showy body. Nobody's enjoying
that. Yeah, bro.
Wait.
You just need to put
Your insides say, I want to help everybody and I hope nobody's hurt. But what you don't realize is your outsides say, I want to preserve the white race and make sure a white person doesn't die here.
You just need a wife beater or a do-rag. Oh, man. It's going to be nuts.
You know... I was driving through West Hollywood, and I saw this guy was rollerblading, and dude, this car didn't see him. Hit him from front. His head smashes on the car, the hood. He bounces up. He gets up. He looks like a unicorn. He's got this fucking bump on his head just fucking growing, dude.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
Just swelling and swelling.
Oh, yeah,
dude. One time when I was like in like sixth grade or something, we were playing basketball at my house and my buddy just got a brand new bike. And it was one of those things where I was like, dude, let me ride your bike around the block. And he's like, no, man, my mom said no one could ride my new bike. You know, that old gag.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My mom said. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, so he shoots like a jumper. And instead of like defending him, I just ran right to his bike. And I jumped on it, and then I go down the driveway, and right when I get into the street, I get creamed by a car.
And are you serious?
Wow.
Totally. And my best friend goes, my bike!
So do you think
you have to use it?
Did it just knock me like across the street into the bushes? Like it hit me pretty good.
Do you think that's where Red State came from?
Do you think that's where
might have been?
Was it a black guy driving?
No, it was a woman, and it scared the shit out of her.
Did you get two new bikes after that day?
No. But I sucked her husband's dick for $5.
Right, okay, cool. Perfecto. I wanted to answer some questions, but nobody's got fucking questions for us.
What do you mean answer questions?
On Twitter?
Yeah. I wanted to have questions asked. Nobody.
So we can't take callers?
Dude, I'll have it all fixed. I'll do more work, Ari, if that's cool with you. I'll do more work.
Not, sure, go for it.
You know, I'll do more work for you.
More than none? I'm going to reiterate.
And then you can bitch about everything I do. How about that?
I'll just bitch about the stuff that doesn't succeed.
you guys, you'll never change. I hope you never do. Sam, you don't give a fuck about hockey, Ari, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching it. The Rangers, it's like everyone's really excited about it out here. I see a lot
of people. Everybody was excited about the Blackhawks till last night.
Oh, God, and they came all the way back.
Dude, they were down 4-2 with 3 minutes left. They scored a goal with like 2 minutes left, and then they scored a goal with like 30 seconds left.
32 seconds apart.
Yeah, go to overtime and lose in 40 seconds.
Oh, such a like, we did it. I know.
Tebow is a bad luck charm for that.
Yep. Yeah, I was talking to Tripoli. We were trying to figure out how we can fix all these problems that we have with the phone calls and shit. And then, so I turned the game off because it was 4-2.
Yeah.
And then John Huck, I was texting John Huck back and forth because he's a big Blackhawks fan. And then he texts me, holy shit. And then I'm like, oh no, they must have come back. And I turn on the game, it was 4-4. And I'm like, perfect. And then I watch 40 seconds later, it's over. I was like, why did I turn it on?
Wait for the whole intermission. I know.
It's crazy. Hey, Ari, I know you never visit our website, but proud to announce we have a new editor on the website.
Oh, nice.
He's going to help us basically sift through, make sure everybody's articles make sense, have pictures, all that stuff. So want to welcome Johnny Woodward to the family. I know you think I'm crazy, Ari, but this website has a lot of potential, man. And
Look at me.
What are you, my girlfriend? What do you need attention? I'm fucking trying to look at stuff on the website to talk about.
You sound vacant when you do that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ari.
No, apologize to the fans.
Why am I apologizing to the fans?
Because you sounded vacant.
Are we playing this Ray McDonald arrest?
Sure.
You want to play this?
Yeah,
well, they can't hear it.
Oh, yeah, I can. I can play it. Oh,
you can play it on there, right?
No, I can just play it loud right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can hear it.
I guess no way.
What is it?
Is him getting arrested?
Well, I mean, I can... Oh, hold on. Yeah, okay. Good.
All I hear are the birds in Ari's new fancy yard.
Start here at 5 with Pam Moore. She's first to show you what's happening now. A team of reporters breaking news as it happens.
What is this? We like to give our sponsor, Pam Moore, a shout out. Thank you, Pam.
Hey, round at 4.
Here we go.
911, what are you reporting? Hi.
Is this still the ad?
Number
1,
2, 8. I can't find the number for Santa Clara PD. So I tried contacting the SOMA, would not take the call for domestic violence. Okay. On behalf of her daughter, just at that location. And it's domestic violence in the residence. You have a kid up there. Oh.
Did she say he's drunk?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was 3 in the morning when he went over there. I mean, apparently
she lives at this apartment complex that he pays for.
Yeah.
He shows up at 3 a.m. and tells her she has to get out.
Oh shit. Yeah, I know where.
So you're already a dumb fuck.
Yeah.
He was like, I just got signed, get the fuck out.
Yeah. He's just an idiot, dude. I mean, it's just like, Ari, let's say somebody signed you right now for $5 million a year for 4 years.
Okay.
You get five, so it's $20 million. And they said, all you have to do is not smoke weed. Could you do it?
I think I could. For how long? How long do I get?
4 years.
4 years, you get $5 million if you don't smoke pot for 4 years.
Now, I would do it, and I might get caught, or I might not, but I would probably try to cheat.
You got a piss test. Okay. You got a piss test every week.
So here's what happens. You get busted.
$5 million.
$5 million a year.
$5 million a year?
For 4 years. That's a $20 million deal.
And I get all of it or none of it?
You can get cut.
But I can't like put in 3 years and then smoke weed and then keep the $15 million.
Nope, you got to give it all back.
Yeah, I could do it for 4 years. I could still do mushrooms and shit?
No, you can't do anything. No. It's a drug deal.
Oh, okay. But I could drink.
You could drink and you could take up smoking cigarettes again.
Probably have to do that. Yeah, I could do it. I don't think I'd want to, but I could do it.
Of course you could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah.
But you totally could.
Yeah, I could do it.
How many states do you think have to legalize marijuana until the players' union's like, we got to take this off the drug list?
All of them.
Every one of them.
No. If 46 states, except like Utah and Rhode Island, even though that has it.
I think every state that has an NFL team would have to do it.
Or who would want to play in that state? Only the goody two-shoes.
Yeah, the Peyton Mannings of the world. I'm sure. Oh, do you guys think Peyton Manning smokes pot?
Oh, my God. 23 states have legalized marijuana, medical marijuana.
23?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's like all of them.
Maryland is about to get it, or is it just going to get it?
That's like all of them, no?
Ooh.
That's half of what?
I don't know if Peyton Manning smokes weed, but he credits legal Colorado pot with the booming...
For his pizza business?
No, he's saying, maybe.
Yeah, he said they sell more pizza because everyone's smoking weed. Ari, did you watch Letterman's last episode?
No, I watched the Norm MacDonald thing.
That was good.
Yeah, I did what I wanted to do, but I pussed out. And what do you guys think of this?
Okay.
This is on Monday.
All right.
What? Norm was down there at the cellar getting ready for his Letterman set. And I thought, you know what? If I had balls...
This is such a bogus article. It says
something. Go on.
If I had balls as a comic, I would write an anti-Letterman bit right now and just do it for the next 3 days. Just shitting on Letterman.
Ooh. I saw a few of them.
He'd probably appreciate that.
You saw some bits like that?
You're talking about posting articles?
No, I mean like
a stand-up
on stage
bit?
In front of a crowd loves that man right now.
Like, fuck dude.
Yeah, but like seriously fuck him and then hear the jokes about it. But like not like tongue-in-cheek fuck him. Like really go after a hard-hitting anti-Letterman. That would take balls.
Yeah, that would take balls.
Especially in New York.
But you have to write it so good, too.
Yeah, if it was super funny, people would be like, oh, fuck, of course he's just doing this to do this because it's against the grain.
Ari, did you get any shit from the Dan Mirror fucking post?
No, what do I mean? Fuck him. I spoke my mind like I always do.
Yeah, okay.
Shit get. No, actually, I got no one was like, come on, man. Fuck him. What are we talking about? It's like when everybody knows people dislike a guy, he dies. Like, everybody knows he was disliked. No one liked him. Like, he was tolerable to Mike Young.
He was the one dude who treated me nice. Now, I'm not saying that he's right, but...
How many times did he book you a headline there?
Never. He booked me just to perform there, though. But he never booked me as a headliner, ever.
He let you drive out there to feature.
Yeah, but dude, that room was so huge. I wouldn't fucking want me headlining either. It's too. Yeah. It was. It's like that was the beginning of the improv doing humongous rooms that only like five people can fill.
You liked you because you brought him blow. True or false?
Well, maybe. I didn't bring him blow.
Is that the trick? I could
no, dude.
Look at it through the time filter.
Blow and cocaine. Blow and porn were the two things we had in common.
Yeah.
Blow and cocaine.
Yeah, it's like Mike Young.
Cocaine
and cocaine were the two things we had. Blow and porn. I hear he had an extensive porn collection. I wonder who's getting his porn collection.
Me and Ingram were on a party bus once with these two chicks he met, these ASU chicks. And he was like, oh, can I come? And I had to go tell him, like, no, man, you can't come.
You can't hang out.
Sometimes you got to be that guy.
I was, like, 29. Ingram was 25. And we're like, dude, you're 60.
You're 60.
You can't come here, man. We just got invited ourselves. We don't also want you here. Why would you think we would?
I got to piss bad.
He would make up excuses like... He had a dental emergency. Like, that's when I found out how addicts talk. They make up such specifics. I got that from watching Dan Murr. I have a dental emergency. I can't come to the show tonight. Like, what?
What does that even mean?
I don't know. It's like, oh, my car won't start. I'm like, you have four cars.
All of them won't start.
And a driver. Like, what are you talking about? My car, the carburetor on my car is having problems lately. And it's like, hey, what? It's always so specific.
That's always a funny one. It's like, especially when they talk to you, it's like if you don't even have a car, but you got there somehow, you're like, I don't have a car, and I'm here, so what do you mean? Your whole night's ruined because your car won't start?
And they can make such easier excuses, like, I'm not really feeling it tonight, you guys, but have a good show. You know?
Yeah, even like, I don't feel good, I'm under the weather.
Hang out with my friends tonight, sorry, won't see you, but...
Yeah, the lies are always so specific.
Yeah. My brother just got a commendation at the college that he went to, so I have to visit him. he just sprung it on me.
Yeah, and it's always like shit that you're like, how did you not know about this for the last 5 or 6 days?
Yeah, how long has he been in college?
And they don't want to let on at all, so they're never like, oh, I'm sorry, man, I totally spaced, my fault. It's always like beyond their control.
Yeah, it's always
Ari, are you still outside?
Yeah.
Smoking pot in your new place? How do you like your new place?
Pretty good, but I'm looking now. I'm gonna have to get some vine and put up so these next door neighbors can't see me as much.
You think they've been watching you beat off?
What?
You think they've been watching you beat off?
No, but they will.
Did you bang any chicks at the new place yet?
No, not yet. I just moved in a couple days. I still full of boxes and shit. I gotta take care of it.
So you finally found a new place to pick up weed? That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I can't wait till you fart in fucking Tripoli's mouth, bro.
Oh, dude.
It's gonna be really good.
I can't believe we gotta wait all the way till fucking September for you to do it. We gotta find a way. Fest. What's that?
That'll be the new Oktoberfest. It's the fucking shit cloud I put into his mouth.
Yep.
Poop toe, but
taking a bung rip. Taking a solid fucking bung rip. All right, are you still going to the fucking... I was supposed to go to this Cubs game with Brody the other day, and then it was raining all fucking morning before a 1 o'clock game, so I just said, fuck it.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm still planning on going tomorrow. Hold on.
I'm still going to hit one before I leave, but and then it winds up getting sunny at, like, right before... the first pitch, and then they wound up playing through it, so I kind of fucked myself.
Oh, you could have gone.
Yeah, but it's like, I was like, man, if I get a fucking ticket, then they do a rain, you know, they delay the game, or they fucking cancel it. Whatever makeup date they have, I'm already going to be out, I'll be back in L.A. for it. So I was like, I was just playing it by ear.
Beautiful tomorrow. 82, cloudy.
Is that tomorrow that you're going?
Yeah.
Who would they play, Kansas City?
Kansas City. Fucking top place, Kansas City. I'm just going to go get tickets. Weekday day game. Who's going to be there? Fucking no one.
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
Teebs, are you pissing?
Rinsing out a cup.
Oh, okay. I thought you were peeing.
I mean, that's totally commonplace for this podcast. Usually Ari's taking a shit and we have to watch it.
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, my God, dude. This is so funny. What's that? I get emails, right, from Casting Frontier. I just got one for guess what, dude?
What?
I'm going to give you each three guesses. What's the most retarded thing you could get a submission? They want you to submit for a role. What could be? I'm going to give you each together three, and then I'm going to tell you, you're going to laugh your ass off.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and guess the Hurt Locker Room.
Okay, that's one.
High school coach.
No.
Are one we guessing more. What the character?
Character.
Pedophile.
No, good guess. I have just been...
Comedian?
I've been asked to submit for the Jimmy in Jimmy and Joey comedy team on Casting Frontier.
Way.
Oh, you got to have a singing voice, bro.
I mean, what Jimmy is this?
Let's hear you do it. Let's hear some of it. I know you. I'm sure you know it.
What Jimmy is this, though, dude? It's like, this got to be Jimmy 15.
One's dead. The brother won't come back. The original Jimmy. Why do they keep hiring a Jimmy?
Because Joey just is the guy who drives it.
Wait, has he been getting some non-actual people named Jimmy or Jay?
That's Italian!
Yeah.
First, he was only casting people named Jim or James.
Yeah. Yeah. Now now you don't technically have to be Jimmy. You could just be the role of Jimmy.
I don't know who this is, so you're going to have to fill me in.
Okay, this is kind of before your time. Back in the day, he's actually a really nice guy. I mean, he's not
totally
a bad
nice
dude.
Guy.
They're not bad guys. I remember.
Yeah, but ridiculous as a performer.
What?
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous.
Come on. Italian team.
He's a nice guy, but
tag team comedy duo.
Oh,
they like finish each other's sentences. One guy will say a setup. The other guy will say the punchline. Then they have catchphrases they'll both say together at the same time.
Yeah, and it's just funny because they were Jimmy and Joey. Forever, and then Jimmy quit, and Joey
he's
kept going, and he just kept trying to, and then it would be like there's every like couple months there's a new Jimmy.
Yeah, one quits.
Yeah,
and we had Fat James did it for a while, and then he died.
What do you?
Fat James did do it for a while. That is true.
What do you think? Why do you think they all quit? Either no money or just Joey just riding them.
Well, it can't be creative differences. There's no way that's possible.
Correct.
So fucking funny. Well, guys, we're coming to the end. Anything you guys want to end with real quick? Want to talk about?
I'd like to hear some of your Jimmy and Joey lines.
Yeah, you keep dodging it. Yeah. Like you have a reason to dodge it.
I don't really have any Jimmy and Joey lines. I don't really. Hey! Waddle, hey!
Spaghetti with meatballs.
That's Italian. Wasn't that one of the things they would always say all the time?
My girlfriend wanted to get a boob job, right? So I just told her, I go, why don't you just take toilet paper and you rub it between your tits? She goes, well, why would I do that? I go, because look what it did for your fat ass. Hey!
That's one of his things, for real?
Yeah, that was one of their jokes.
I think that sounds right. I think that is one of their jokes.
Is the hey the tag?
Hey!
Yeah.
That's Italian!
They always would do the hey. Always.
Yeah,
always.
Really fucking obligated you to laugh as an audience member.
And they would always dress like Arthur Fonzarelli.
The old school Italian.
Yeah, they would have like the tank tops and the leather coat and the hair slicked back. Yeah. Like they would dress like real fucking like Guido Italian.
Ari,
you know what I mean?
Did you ever meet Vinny Favorito?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about him at the Flamingo?
No.
He had a show there for like 8 years.
Yeah.
And it was running forever and he just got booted.
For what?
Because supposedly borrowing money.
Oh yeah, that was always
everybody.
That was always his thing.
Well,
he loved it.
Like he was like, "Hey, can I borrow like $50?" Or
no, like a lot of cash.
Wow.
And they never gambled it and never paid anybody back. Supposedly, word on the street is.
Yeah, that's what he always was. Apparently,
you can't do that, bro.
So he just friended me on fucking Facebook. How funny is that?
It's hilarious. Stay away from that guy.
Oh, here's another one. Jimmy and Joey. We don't like money. Mickey Mouse, because he's a rat. That's Italian.
Oh, yeah.
That's Italian.
So, my God.
Why is that Italian?
Rich couldn't call in. Rich Slayton, he's been on the show before. But coming up May 31st is the U of MMA.com They got some great fights. They have a ton of fights. They have, it looks like they have about 15 fights. Five of them are title fights. It's really good. Rich does the play-by-play. It's a whole production. We've been invited to it several times.
Five title fights? Jesus.
Five title fights.
How many weight classes do they have? 70?
All of them. Every weight class of all time. Tickets are $45. And just go to uofmma.com and check it out.
Ooh, can we get a
I went to it before. It was super fucking fun. And I'm not just saying that because they don't even pay us. But it really was super fucking fun.
Should we get like a...
I mean, it's like going to like a small like concert or bar. And they got a fucking big-ass octagon right on the stage instead of the band. So you're just sitting there. You can get drinks. You can watch the fucking fights. It's pretty badass.
Yeah, we should... I'm going to see if I'm in town. I'll go do it.
Yeah, you should definitely go, man. I went before me and Joe King, Joe Sinclitico went. And, dude, it was fun as fuck. And they let us get in the cage afterwards and all kinds of shit.
Dude, Shawn Pawlowski can't stop putting pictures up of her getting married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's waiting for this moment for fucking decades.
Yeah, that's called a woman getting married.
I do a joke about how it's this new thing that women over 35 are doing. It's called green card dick. And they just basically go to Latin America.
And they marry dudes.
And they marry guys who just want to... Nobody talks about it, but it's they want green cards, so they marry these girls, and these girls get a fucking yards of Latin dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Yards, and everybody's happy. And then once they get the green card, he'll leave her, but she'll just go back down Latin America and get more fucking green card dick. There's a... No matter what age you are, there's someone in Latin America who will fuck you.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yes. All that's right. To come here. Just to come here.
Yep.
Just to come to this amazing country.
We got that dick of freedom.
So yeah, that freedom dick, bro. Throw around that freedom dick.
Freedom dick, dude.
So thirsty.
I love that for some freedom-ass dick. And look who got thirsty over here. Three... Hey. Fucking stat boy wants some freedom dick. So I don't know if you've seen this Ambrosia for Heads. It's ambrosiaforheads.com. They've been doing who's the greatest rapper of all time.
I've been watching this,
and it's down to the final round, and the final round is Eminem versus Tupac.
Ooh, really?
Who got?
Eminem's a really good rapper.
I mean, Eminem's pretty good. I mean, I gotta go Tupac, though.
I was just listening to the guys yesterday say about how Tupac was overrated.
There's no way Tupac's overrated. There's no way.
They say he died too young, didn't get to have the career, so we never really knew.
That is, because
I mean, dude, he was a digital underground when he was, like, 17. He had his first album, but, like, before he's even 21, he had a shitload of albums. There's no way he's underrated. I mean, overrated.
He didn't get a chance to finish out his career. I mean, right. He's a great actor in Juice, but if you're just doing music-wise...
Yeah, somebody said, the person said, they were arguing about it, they were like, he would have been a really great actor. That's what
sure, of course.
He would have left the music behind.
Yeah. Maybe not, who knows?
I think Eminem is the best because... But you know...
Eminem's had a long career.
And, dude, his rhymes are the best. I mean, not only does he have something to say... You know, some people just rhyme for the sake of rhyming. Like, Lil Wayne will rhyme the same word.
Yeah.
But Eminem rhymes words and has something to say, and it's fucking... It makes sense.
It's crazy. And it's also, like, if you ever see him when he just starts getting into it, where it's like, just see how fast he can hit... how fast he can get the lines out. Dude, he can rap super quick, and it's all clear.
I mean, you can't go wrong with either one of those guys, you know what I mean?
You know who doesn't get enough respect
Freestyle
as a rapper?
Great too.
Chuck D from Public Enemy.
All right.
That guy is so good, dude. And he never gets any respect.
Killer Mike from Run the Jewels.
I mean, also, like, I mean, where were the Fat Boys in that fucking thing?
Yeah.
The Fat Boys are great.
Pound for pound, they might have been the best rappers.
Guys.
I mean, pound for pound, for sure. I mean, they spend most of their... Anytime all of your raps are about food and how hungry you are, you got to give them some credit.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that. Fat fucks are back.
Every
you know,
album,
they'll never be whacked. The fat fucks are back.
Every album, every fucking song is like, God, I'm so hungry and I fart too much and I can eat 50 pizzas at once. I'm hungry before the song's over. I just farted again
And everyone's like, wow, they're amazing.
Well, guys.
These guys love to eat and fart, and I can't get enough of it.
Eat another fucking rap.
Great show, guys. Congratulations. Ari, how much ass are you getting on out there now?
No, as soon as I put all these boxes away, as soon as I get rid of all these boxes. Then...
Yeah, the show went done it quicker. Great show, everybody.
Sounds fun.
A lot of fun. Aaron, thank you. Stat Boy, thank you. And we'll be back next week. Listen, we want to answer your things. Check out our website. We're looking for writers. Please help us write for Punch Drunk Sports. We want to grow it. If you know of any sponsors you think would be great for the show, we give a finding fee. We'll hook you up if you hook up us up. And if you want Punch Drunk to come to a show in your town, hit us up. If you can guarantee us 100 people paying $25 each, maybe we can make it happen. So hit us up. We'll get it going. Great job. Hope to see everybody in Calgary. We'll see you all soon. Thank you, Punch Drunkers. Thank you, All Things Comedy. We'll see you on the other side. Take care. Great job.